Today is World Radio Day, a day endorsed by the UN General Assembly to raise greater awareness among the public and the media on the importance of radio. On this day, the UN also wants decision makers to establish and provide access to information through radio and enhance networking and international cooperation among broadcasters. The UN Resident Coordinator in Ghana, Ruby Sanduro-Jun, commends pioneering and current radio professionals, journalists and presenters in what she describes as their quest to maximize the use of radio in the country as a discerning medium. Rebecca Ekpe has more on World Radio Day.
Since its invention more than 100 years ago, radio has sparked imagination, broken barriers, and served as a prime medium for life-saving information. It no doubt promotes democratic expression and influences ideas. Radio, from shortwave to frequency modulation, FM, to satellite transmission, connects people every and anywhere, in conflict scenarios and in crisis situations, which is why the United Nations set aside February 3rd as of last year to solicit attention and generate dialogue on innovative ways of using radio to inform and serve the world. A message to mark World Radio Day by the UN Resident Coordinator in Ghana, Ruby Sanduro-Jun, salutes all pioneering and current radio professionals. She reiterates the need for responsible and professional radio standards to make radio achieve its optimum goal as a medium for information, education, and entertainment. The state broadcaster, the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, took the lead 77 years ago, transmitting from a wired relay station in Ghana's capital, Accra. Today, the GBC, through Radio Ghana, networks 14 FM stations nationwide. A leader in the broadcasting and communications industry, GBC's focus is quality programming to promote the development and cultural aspirations of Ghana. The liberal organization of the airwaves has given birth to over 250 radio stations in Ghana currently. Of this, only 12 are community radio stations, and this, a past chair of the Ghana Community Radio Network, Kofi Lawe, believes is woefully inadequate considering its vital role in providing news informational needs of the rural folks.
I think it is the National Communications Authority and the various governments that we have had in this Fourth Republic who can best tell why up to now, with democratization of the airwaves and with the 1992 constitution opening up the way, Ghana, a developing country, will prefer that community radios should have the least number. When you go to South Africa, it is the opposite. You have more community radio stations than commercial radio stations.
There's public radio, there's commercial radio. GBC is a public-oriented station, and therefore we are different from some others in terms of the way we broadcast content, advertising, and what have you. Now, community radio, exactly what is different from public, from commercial, and community, exactly what is community radio?
There are a lot of differentiating factors. One has to do with the ownership. It is owned by a group of people in the form of a geographical community or a community of interest. It could be a traditional area or two or three traditional areas. We are also talking about content generation. It is the people who know what they want to hear and what they have that they want to share. So content is determined by the listeners.
Community radio, obviously, from your analysis, is a different kind of radio. What kind of impact has it had on the lives of the people?
Oh, I wish you have the time to take a trip around the country to see communities that are served by a community radio station. I'm talking of Ada, definitely the Dangwe-speaking area, the Winneba area. We also referring to the area served by Royals, Wenchi, and the Tai areas, Afram Plains, Donkokro, Waa, Tumu. You go to places like Dalon, Tamale. But these stations, you see how the people themselves contribute in various ways to sustain and to project their language and culture, their development aspirations. Even the district assemblies, you see the level of unity, understanding, and the practice of true peace, neighborliness.
Community radio broadcaster Kofi Lawe's message is that government must has used radio as a tool to unite the people and for setting a development agenda for moving Ghana forward. Also, on this World Radio Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon wants all to celebrate the power of radio and work together to tune the world to what he describes as the frequency of peace, development, and human rights for all.
That was Rebecca Ekpe on World Radio Day.